This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating an independent medical evaluation. The name of the patient is Junior Maxwell, claimant. Exam date 7/26/2022, 12 p.m. MES number 211-220-15509. Employer insured, Garden City Auto Holdings, client AmTrust North America. Junior Maxwell arrived 15 minutes early for a 12 noon appointment. He was reminded that this is not treatment, that the usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality do not apply. New paragraph. Junior Maxwell is a 71-year-old male who resides with his wife of 33 years, along with his 28-year-old daughter and 14-year-old grandson. He reports that the reason he's here today is, quote, I can't work, unquote. Maxwell was employed as a laborer full-time for a car dealership for approximately 3 years. His job was to prepare cars, mainly cleaning and maintaining them for preparation for sale. On October 12th of 2017, he states he was attacked by a bulldog in a parking lot. The dog apparently bit both his legs and knees, etc. He had at least two dog bites as well as multiple scratches. As a result of the continued attack, he states he fell backwards and hit his head on the concrete. There's no evidence that he lost consciousness, but he says, quote, I was in a daze, unquote. He states the attack lasted 3 to 10 minutes, and he was dizzy once the dog was removed. He says he was helped by a woman who said she was a Town of Hempstead employee. She helped pick up the car keys that had fallen and called 911. He went to be evaluated at a hospital emergency room, received rabies shots, and states he had to return for further treatment 3 or 4 days later. He states that he also suffered bilateral rotator cuff injuries, initially treated with physical therapy. He underwent surgery and states that the right arm surgery was unsuccessful, and he currently suffers with a muscle atrophy. His right arm also presents with chronic pain. His left shoulder surgery was more successful, but he says he has decreased use of his shoulders bilaterally. Appears distraught about this. He says that he's unable to work in any capacity due to decreased use of his shoulders. Past medical history is also known, notable for bilateral knee pain. He has no known drug allergies and is currently on no prescription medications. Past psychiatric history is denied. Alcohol and drug use. He says he has a beer about once a week. and denies use of any drugs. Family psychiatric history is negative for psychiatric or substance abuse issues. Social history, his 32-year-old daughter died in a motor vehicle accident approximately 6 months ago. Her 14-year-old son resides with him and his wife. He has a grown son who's 31 years old. He attended high school in Barbados. His wife is supportive, and she is working currently. He denies a history of physical or sexual abuse. He states, since the death of his daughter, he attends church more often. On mental status, I'm currently on mental status exam. He's casually dressed with fluent speech. He looks his stated age, his mood. He is depressed at times. He suffers with nightmares and flashbacks. Denies suicidal or homicidal ideation. He denies auditory or visual hallucinations. His appetite is stable. He has difficulty falling asleep. He has middle insomnia. He has difficulty, he has early morning awakening at 6 a.m. Due to pain. He denies a exaggerated startle response. He does have dog avoidance. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. His insight appears good. His judgment is fair. He was evaluated by Behavioral Medicine Associates and was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. As well as post-concussion syndrome. He received therapy from Dr. Goldberg. For some months. He states that the treatment was not particularly helpful for getting over his new fear of animals. He says pre-morbidly, before the attack, he had no fears of being around dogs. Now he crosses the street to be away from them. Other limitations include he's unable to swim, he's unable to carry. He has issues with balance, limited ability to mow the lawn, infrequent meal prep. He can only shower with his left hand. He does not use a walker or a cane to walk. He has to sleep with his right arm hanging off the bed. He has difficulty traveling due to health issues as well as finances. And states, quote, "I'm suffering," unquote. With Dr. Goldberg, he discussed the fear of animals, and he can't allow any dogs in his home. Um, Other questions asked to address. One, I believe that the patient's current degree of disability is permanent and marked. It would be reasonable to continue psychology sessions, but on a less frequent basis, possibly once every 2 to 4 weeks. Pre-injury patient denies psychiatric symptoms consistent with post-concussion or post-traumatic stress disorder issues. I was also unable to elicit any problems with anxiety or depression. Three, I believe his severity is on a severity rating scale is marked. Four, records were reviewed. Five, the activities he's unable to participate include a difficulty showering, difficulty mowing the lawn, difficulty preparing a meal, unable to swim, unable to carry, having to sleep in a awkward position. Six, is the claimant currently working in any capacity, including any volunteer activities? No. Seven, has the work-related injury prevented him from performing normal daily activities? If so, explain. Yes, as stated before, unable to mow the lawn, unable to prepare meals, difficulty showering without help, unable to walk anywhere near dogs, crosses the street to get away from them, unable to carry, unable to swim. Eight, does the claimant require the use of any assisted device for ambulation? No, he presented without a cane or a walker. Does the claimant present with such a device at the time of the exam? No. New paragraph. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2 parentheses small d parentheses 4 parentheses small e. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and that I have reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy.